Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced during the week that he will not join the 2024 Republican presidential field. Only a long-shot victory path existed for the former secretary, CIA director, and U.S. representative from Kansas. Additionally, according to a New York Times report, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has put his fledgling presidential effort on hold and is now apparently unlikely to enter the race. To date, the only announced candidates are former President Donald Trump, ex-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has filed a presidential exploratory committee. Former Arizona Solar Company CEO Jim Lehman, who placed second in the 2022 U.S. Senate race with 28.1% of the Republican primary vote, says he will not return for another run this year and is instead endorsing Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb. The Arizona Senate contest, expected to be one of the most competitive in the country, likely will feature a three-way battle with incumbent Senator Kyrsten Sinema running either as an independent or the nominee of the No Labels Party, which has qualified for the Arizona ballot. Representative Ruben Gallego is the only announced Democratic contender and is fast becoming a consensus party candidate. Buckeye State businessman Bernie Moreno, who for a short time was in the 2022 Senate race but dropped out before the first ballots were cast, announced that he will join the 2024 Republican primary with the hope of challenging Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in the general election. While a candidate in the previous campaign, Mr. Moreno spent $4 million of his personal fortune on his political effort. Currently in the race is State Senator and 2022 U.S. Senate candidate Matt Dolan, who has already invested $3 million of his own money into the 24 Senate race. Thus, it appears we have two major self-funders set to battle each other for what should be a valuable GOP nomination. Looking at the negative media circus that has surrounded freshman New York Congressman George Santos, which certainly lessens his chances of winning re-election in 2024, former Congressman Tom Suozzi, who left the House to run a long-shot 2022 Democratic campaign for governor, confirms that he is now considering making a congressional comeback attempt next year. Regardless of whether Mr. Suozzi runs, the New York 3rd District race will be a top Democratic conversion opportunity. Now less than 1 month before the 2023 Kentucky statewide primary election, a new Emerson College poll sees Attorney General Daniel Cameron continuing to lead the GOP primary despite being under intense attack from his main gubernatorial opponent. The poll results find AG Cameron leading former UN Ambassador Kelly Craft 30-24%. The winner of the May 16th primary battle will then challenge Governor Andy Beshear in the November general election. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.